Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this Monday, April 15th, tax day. So in America, that's tax day. So we're thinking you've got all your taxes filed, or you filed an extension, or you've done something. You know, you can go to jail for not paying taxes. However, if you file each year, then even if you make a mistake or if you were incorrect, even if it was purposefully, you can be fined, but you don't go to jail unless you don't file at all. So it's a good thing in America to file your taxes and to do like Jesus instructed us, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And how did they tell if it was Caesar's or not? By whose stamp was on the coins. Anyway, so much for that. We're glad that you're with us today. When you talk about taxes, that's a loaded subject. Like in California, we're kind of happy. I think there was like $20 billion of taxes that were spent in the last couple of years or so cleaning up the homeless problem. And so like billions of dollars. And so like now the problem's really cleaned up. It may be worse than it was 2 or 3 years ago. So that makes people hesitant to pay taxes and to do everything they can because they see that as waste. So anyway, the tax deal, you got to deal with it. You got to take care of it one way or another. And this is a day to get something done about it. So on a better note, there are great things coming. There are some developments. I want to talk about this a little bit today. Relevant developments happening in the apostolic movement nationwide and worldwide. And this is of primary interest to me, because at this stage of my life, this is finding ways to preserve and advance the apostolic movement is my main goal in life. And the reason is because I believe the apostolic movement carries the message of salvation and carries the broad answer for all nations and any people groups anywhere. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ is that solution. The apostolic movement embodies that gospel of Jesus Christ and believes that the model for all churches ought to be the model of the church found in the book of Acts. And so where are you going to get a better model than that? Somebody made one up since then. And Jesus said that upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then he gave to Peter the keys of the kingdom, and Peter used those keys on the birthday of the church a few days later. And so when you look in the book of Acts and you find what Peter preached, that's what we model after. That's the model for the apostolic church. So anyway, being as this is what we do in our day, so how do we do this? We got a book that we've never met any of the authors. We've got called the Bible. We've got a church that was started 2,000 years ago before any of us were here. We are going to a place by promise that we've never seen, and we're serving a master that we have never seen, unless it would be in some spiritual vision that someone may have of a visitation of Jesus. We are not a nation in the sense of earthly nations. The kingdom of God is not numbered with the earthly nations, but it is God's select holy nation, according to 1 Peter 2 and 9. And so we are in the business of proclamation of that message. And then once that message is proclaimed, it has an ameliorating effect upon people's lives that transforms them. But they don't just they don't just get transformed and die. They get transformed and they become disciples of Jesus Christ. So somebody has to disciple them, and Jesus appointed mentors and leaders and apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and pastors, all of this in order to help the church to become everything it ought to be. So the layers of complexity in terms of when you say apostolic movement, when you talk about the church in the earth today in general, the layers of complexity in leadership and in knowing the mind of God on what to do in every given situation and how to advance the kingdom of God according to the mandate of Matthew 28:19. So these are issues that we deal with. This is a big thing. I read a deal here some time back, or heard it where there'd been research done, and they said the most challenging job in the world in America is being a pastor. And in many ways, that's true. That's true. Now, pastors are different in different denominations, but in a Pentecostal church, being a pastor is truly being a leader with authority and responsibility for decision-making and so forth. In a Pentecostal church, most pastors have more authority than does an old-line denominational church, where boards and committees and so forth control much of the decision-making in churches, and the preacher just preaches. So, but in a Pentecostal church, the preacher has to be a leader, and that, which is a whole other thing. You could be a great preacher. I know people who are great preachers, but were mediocre leaders at best. And so that doesn't make for a great pastor. That there's a place for that, but a pastor has to be. It's a multifaceted thing. And then I read that the only position that was more challenging than a pastor was a pastor's wife. So, because in an apostolic or Pentecostal church, in an apostolic Pentecostal church, a preacher's wife oftentimes plays a pretty important role, and in her own right becomes quite a leader. Some do and some don't. There's not some job description that says they have to, but it becomes kind of incumbent because of the nature of the beast. And in a church, there are men and women and boys and girls. And so the expertise that comes from the same sex to be able to understand some things that are just woman things, or vice versa, man things. So both of them become important. So anyway, one of the things important about this is that we have to be equipped to do the work of God. And the Bible tells us that we need to be equipped. And I'm kind of excited to give you an example of meetings which equip. And it's just in its infancy. It has not come to where it's going yet, but it's just in its infancy. Last year we had the first one. It was called National Challenge Week. And it was held in at New Life Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Pastored by Stephen Collins, and Bishop Barry Sutton is the founder of that church, is still there, and is a force, a positive force, not only there but beyond. And so this is a national meeting, and last year it was just superb. This year it's going to be even better. And it's a meeting that is set up, it's still new, but it's a meeting that is set up to equip. Some of these words have been used enough now that they kind of lose their freshness, but by people everywhere they're used. But to equip in a penetrating way to where it translates into positive action that has positive results, real results that you can see. It takes things out of just the ephemeral, just the ambiguous world of theory, and brings it down to practical application and where you can see real, solid, concrete results. And so this is part of what National Challenge Week is. It is sponsored by Wilson University. It's sponsored by the Hope Corps Board of Directors. It's sponsored by the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship Youth Council. It's sponsored by the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship Education Council. And it's growing. Because people are realizing this is real stuff here. This year, in 2024, it's going to be held September 25th through 27th, 2024. September 25th through 27th. And like I said, it's going to be held, again, at New Life Church. They have facilities that, great facilities that match what is needed for this meeting. Now, at some point, we will outgrow that, but it's a tremendous asset, and we are just thankful for the passion to see things like this go forward by Pastor Collins and Bishop Sutton at New Life Church. The address there is 400 Roebuck Parkway, and it's just a great, it's right off the freeway. You get right up to it. So anyway, last year it was a tremendous meeting, but this year it is doing things that have not been done before. Now, it's got breakout sessions every day. It's got plenary sessions, which is a general session where everybody comes. It's got fellowship. It's got meet and greet. It's got a grand gala that sold out last year, and they didn't have enough room in the banquet hall. It was a beautiful banquet hall, and people loved it. We did a survey at the end of it, and people loved the gala. This year, it is going to be even bigger, and we've got a hall that for the gala that will probably seat about 350, maybe more, and we fully expect it to be sold out. Coming to the meeting, there'll be registration. I'm sure this early that website for registration is probably not activated yet. There'll be registration, and then there'll be if you can come to the gala, there'll be whatever charge there is for the gala. It was just incredible, and it's going to be even better this year. You learn as you go along here, and you see ways that you can really improve things. So that's going to be a great part of it. There's going to be a graduation ceremony. There'll be a Hope Corps graduation. There'll be a Wilson University graduation. After the graduation on Friday night, there's going to be a tremendous gathering in the gymnasium, fellowship area of the church, massive area. There'll be food trucks. There's going to be music. It's going to be just a great fun roundup. In the meeting, there are some really, really special sessions. There is going to be a time for the Center of Apostolic Pentecostal Studies, CAPS. Center for Apostolic Pentecostal Studies, CAPS. And CAPS is, this center is directed by Dr. Tim Merritt, who is doing an incredible job here with the center. We didn't have this last year. This will have, one day there will be three sessions from CAPS, which is on a high academic level. And those three sessions, one will be taught by Pastor Caleb Adams, one will be taught by Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks, one will be taught by myself, and these will be meetings that are on a whole nother kind of scale. Then with that, there are meetings that that's all they do. But this meeting with that has some breakout sessions with some incredible people this year that are speakers, both young, old, and in between. There's many different subjects. I talked about Caleb Adams speaking, his wife Christy Adams, and Sheila Young from the Rock Church here in Sacramento are doing a session on church processes and programs, and they're incredible at it. It's going to be a tremendous session. Ryan Babineau will be doing a session. Ryan Babineau is a businessman who has started a business, and it has become nationwide. It has scores of stores. It is a liquidation company. It has become a powerful force in the kingdom of God. It is a pristine example of what we call BAM. Now, most people spell BAM, B-A-M, and it's an acronym for business as ministry or business as mission. Here in Wilson University, we actually have programs that are being developed that are, one of them is called a BAM certificate, but it's spelled with two M's, and it's because we want it to be a full, brief definition. And it's business as mission and ministry, or business as ministry and mission. So Ryan is a good example of that. He is not a preacher. He's a businessman. But he is making a really significant impact, not only in Sacramento, but he's making an impact nationally and even internationally with what has developed to be his ministry. So it's going to be a great time there. Josh Slaughter will be there, Pastor Josh Slaughter. He'll be there, and he'll be talking on those same subjects. There's Jennifer Barrett will be speaking. Jennifer Barrett is just finishing her PhD, in biblical studies, which is a theological degree, which is one of the hardest degrees there is to complete. Jeremy Wilbanks likewise is finishing one of those. He's going to be presenting at CAPS, and many others. There's many others. Dr. Johnny King is going to be presenting. Jerry Rowley is going to be presenting, who is a pastor in Laurel, Mississippi, who has all churches are miracle, but it's a miracle church, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. It is a remarkable story. And it has been doing this growth process has been going on now for probably, this supernatural growth process has been going on now like 4 or 5 years. And it hasn't fell off. It continues. It's continued. They're now building a school, and they've got, I don't know how many tens of thousands of square feet of space there. The congregation is growing. It has filled up the sanctuary that they just built and completed about 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It's a great story. You're going to want to hear Jerry Rowery. There's going to be others. There's going to be younger men there, like Julian Ryder, and like Boston and Haley Young, and like Cody and Chelsea Fedrick. In fact, Boston and Haley and evangelists Cody and Chelsea Fedrick, they are going to be doing a panel. These are young preachers and preachers' wives and leaders, and they're going to be doing a panel that is going to have a very significant impact on us. Casey Sees, another young man, will be speaking there, and Zach Wells will be speaking there. So there's a lot of interesting people that have good things to say. We think that you're going to want to be there. Now, there is something which there's others that are going to be. Jennifer Banning, who is a, I think she's a member of the Senate from the state of Mississippi. Maybe she's a congressman, I'm not sure. But she goes to Branning, Jennifer Branning. She goes to Brother Mark Copeland's church in Mississippi and is used of God. So she's going to be speaking, and God willing, Brother Copeland will be there to introduce her as a presenter. So all of this is going to be great. Now, what I'm going to tell you is, I think, I'll let you know, you're going to have to keep listening, because this is if this happens, it's going to be like out of the park. I think there's going to be an announcement that we're going to be able to make of something that is so relevant to the needs in the apostolic movement today and relevant to every one of us as individuals. I think it's going to be there. It's going to be introduced there. It's going to have stuff of such incredible interest because of the world we're living in. And you can tell I'm excited about it. It's an exciting thing that is coming. And we'll be announcing this, but it's not quite there yet. So, but I believe it's going to be there. So now I've got your curiosity piqued about it. But it's going to be great. So don't forget, put that on your calendar. I'm talking about this on purpose early in the year here. It's April 15th. The meeting is not till September 25th through 27th of this year, 2024. And but check it on your calendar. It's something that you're not going to want to miss. All right. You don't want to miss All Things Apostolic either. Tomorrow, Jennifer Barrett will be speaking. She's developing a whole group of loyal listeners of her own that just rave about what she is talking about there. And then the next day is Dr. Casey Sees. Same thing. People are coming to see what they can receive from him. And then very much the same thing on Thursday, where Dr. Jeremy Wilbanks, ABD, Dr. ABD, Jeremy Wilbanks. ABD means all but dissertation. So he is right here on All Things Apostolic on Thursdays. So stay with us. There's more to come. And I will be announcing, God willing, some really exciting things coming up that you're going to want to know about. And we thank God for what's happening here at home. God is blessing. Last Sunday, week ago, 20 received the Holy Ghost on that Sunday, in those Sunday services. And yesterday, some received the Holy Ghost, and God's moving, and some good things are happening. We continue to build. It seems like building never stops, but we're excited about what God is giving to us. We were happy to have in service yesterday Pastor and Sister Young from Malden, Missouri, were there yesterday. And these are great people. And their daughter attends the Rock Church. She's married to one of the young men here in this church. And they are, it was just great to see them here in Sacramento. So God bless you. We're glad that you're with us. And tomorrow, All Things Apostolic. Don't miss it.